Studies have shown that one out of every eight people in the world still lives in abject poverty, while 800 million people suffer from hunger. The UN resident coordinator in Ghana, Christine Evans-Clark, disclosed this at an event to mark the first anniversary of the Sustainable Development Goals. The event, put together by the Media Foundation for West Africa and Christian Aid, was to assess the performance of Ghana in localizing the SDGs 1 year after their adoption. Here's a report by Bubu Klinugo.
The Sustainable Development Goals were instituted as a successor to the Millennium Development Goals, which came to an end last year. The new 15-year development agenda has 17 goals and 169 targets. The goals are meant to make people living everywhere more prosperous and the environment more sustainable. 50 governments have so far incorporated the SDGs into their national development plans. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon launched the first SDG report in July, which summarizes where the world stands on the 17 goals. The UN resident coordinator in Ghana, Christine Evans-Clark, gave details of the report.
The latest data shows that 1 in 8 people across the world still live in abject poverty, that nearly 800 million people still suffer from hunger, that the births of nearly 1/4 of children under the age of 5 have not been recorded, that little over 1 billion people are living without electricity, and that water scarcity continues to affect some 2 billion people. First lesson was that to reach the poor and the most vulnerable, we need targeted policies, active outreach, and disaggregated information to be able to focus on those groups. Second, the report called for more recognition and understanding of the multiple dimensions of poverty and vulnerability and how they interconnect. And the third lesson was that we need to break down silos.
Ms. Evans-Clark also spoke about some strategies countries can adopt to implement the SDGs.
One, it needs to build on the success of the MDGs, as was said, to build on the lessons that were learned and scale up strategies that have worked in achieving the MDGs. A second point for an SDG strategy, though, is to finish the unfinished business of the MDGs. Progress was made in reducing maternal mortality, but the goal was not met. Goals on women's empowerment, on protecting natural resources, and on sanitation. Again, a lot of progress, but the goals not met. A third pillar of an SDG strategy is to tackle the new challenges that are embedded in the SDGs. For example, to leave no one behind instead of to reduce poverty. This means putting efforts first in those regions where poverty is still endemic. And to leave no one behind means ensuring access to justice for all and ensuring that there is no discrimination on any grounds anywhere.
You heard the UN resident coordinator in Ghana, Christine Evans-Clark, in that report by Bubu Klinugo.